Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Question, Maitland.
Yes.
Would you rather have, this is easy for me, I think most of us, unlimited money, or be able to build your own face and body by taking any feature from any celebrity, model, or anyone you see on the street to make yourself have the perfect body, face, hair that you would want?
I'm going to go the body one.
You are?
Yeah.
Wow. Over unlimited money?
I can turn that into unlimited money.
I looked at it through
various channels.
Like what, OnlyFans?
That, or just regular modeling, or acting. I don't know.
The
other way, if you have unlimited money, you can get all the plastic surgery and everything that you want.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, and if you have unlimited money, though, why even bother?
Why would you bust your face so you can get a job?
I mean, that's a good point. Yeah, if you wanted to, I guess you could get the unlimited, you could get the plastic surgery, but you got the money just for doing nothing.
Yeah, buy friends if I have unlimited money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like a frat guy.
I don't want to have to build my perfect body to then earn money. Now, what if I can get that money for free?
Yeah, but also the perfect body's free. You just go, you'd be like, I like Sydney Sweeney's boobs. Who doesn't? Slap them on.
You're right. I
don't know what I do with myself.
I saw a headline this week about Sydney Sweeney, Maitland, and it said, is Sydney Sweeney bringing boobs back? Did boobs go out of style?
Mine did.
I remember I've read articles like that before, like big boobs aren't in anymore or something.
Like, I know like fake ones.
I thought that was like the 90s when like the waif look was in. It was like Kate Moss and stuff. I thought that was out a while
ago. I didn't know. Maybe people were anti like big giant fake jugs. Those are pretty gross.
I don't know.
Like Pam Anderson mid-90s.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah. I thought that was a little bit out.
All those porn stars, which I've never seen in action, but they all look like they have a couple softballs shoved under their skin. Just doesn't look remotely natural. No. Steve, would you rather lose half your hair or half your teeth by tomorrow morning?
Teeth.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I could just get some implants or something.
You could also
you could do that with hair.
Get a wig.
I know,
so
but
cheaper.
Steve would look cool wigs. Like if you had a bunch of different wigs, each one would express a different personality.
Yeah. Hey guys, this is my sad wig. I'm sad today.
Oh, no, I meant like, you know, like a day.
It's like my emo wig. It's down in front of my eyes.
Like, I imagine you with like Ric Flair hair one day, but not like current Ric Flair. I mean like 80s Ric Flair when it was the big bleach blonde mullet. You come in with your shaded sunglasses.
It was big and puffy too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, a lot of flow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next day, you could come in with like a comb over and just be like Mr. Business. That never really succeeded.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Business.
Hey, Mr. Business.
There you are.
Guys, I'm all business today.
Look at your flow.
Kelly.
Yes.
Would you rather have sex with someone who has slept with more than 1,000 people or a person who slept with one animal and a few people?
More than 1,000 people.
Definitely, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Was it a sexy animal?
Which one is sexy?
I don't know.
I mean, you got to have parameters.
I'm not really sure. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, it's like artwork. You're not quite sure, but you know when you see it.
So you believe there's an animal where you met somebody on a dating app, Hot Wings, and she said, "Say, just so you know, I did a Bengal tiger once." And you'd be like, "Well, those are pretty cool.
I mean, that's
a pretty
cool
animal. I've been single
animal.
For 3 weeks, so you know, let's do it."
Yeah, maybe.
What's an animal that is right out for you? Rhino?
Oh. Like
hippo?
Like a sloth.
Definitely anything that could kill you just with its weight.
Well, anything that's just...
You think it's going to get jealous and attack Hot Wings?
Well, there's some ugly animals. Like, if they settled for... I mean, it's bad enough if you stoop to animal, but if you stoop to ugly animal, like, that's really lame.
Early, what did we learn? Hot Wings is okay with bestiality if the animal's hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I think everyone is.
All right, this one has to be for a guy. It just wouldn't work. Kind of want to. No, I can't do it to Tommy. He's too new. Steve, you've been here a while.
Yeah.
Would you rather fill your pants with number three at the very outset of the possibility of having sex, or start crying mid-sex to the point where you're sobbing uncontrollably like Ted in Something About Mary?
First one.
Really?
Number three in the pants.
Still get a thrill?
Yeah. I mean, I could recover.
God, I basically do that now. What difference does it make?
Sorry, give me 10 minutes.
Seems like, did someone tell you something about me? 1-800-947-3979. Someone clarifying the "our big boobs out." Guys, everyone was focused on the butt, but now we're all going back to boob time. Okay, good. Cool. Good to know.
I think it's the, like, fake boobs that are out. Like, the overly... I know there are some people who love that look. That's totally fine. But I think that look was so popular for so long, especially like early 2000s. It feels like every one of my friends, the moment they turned 18, got boob jobs. And now, oh my God, so many of my friends got boob jobs. And then all through college and then early on. And then once we all got into like our mid to late 20s, it was kind of like boob jobs weren't really a thing anymore. And then it was Brazilian like butt lifts. And then those have faded out too.
Did you have friends who got Brazilian butt lifts?
No, 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 nobody.
I was say, you have strange circles of friends that I do not have.
No. Yeah, women.
People who are still trying. That's the difference.
Yeah, kind of.
Kelly, would you rather make a cent every time you take a breath or 10 cents every time you blink?
Oh, I thought you meant like a smell.
I did too. I was like,
would you like to make a scent? Like, interesting. I don't know, like pine or poo?
Well, I think blink, because then I could just blink rapidly and not have to be a heavy breather to make money.
But you're breathing all the time. You're not blinking at night. You'd be making money while you sleep.
Oh, that's true. Mm. Okay, then I'm going to change my mind.
I think I would. I was going to say the same as you, and then that just sort of hit me just now. Yeah, I'm a breather. Make some money. Till you die. What if your eyelids fall off? Steve, you ever think about that?
I've never thought about that.
God, mm-mm. That'd be terrible.
That would be awful.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Would you rather go number two in your pants every time you finish, or if you didn't have pants on, wherever you are, or get a rager every time you talk to a new guy you've never met?
I think I'd rather do that, because I could at least wear clothing that sort of hid that a little bit.
Would you wear a jock strap? Maybe a cup?
I mean, you could. I mean, I don't presently, but I could. But the other thing, I mean, if you're with a woman and you finish and then all of a sudden you drop one, boy, that's, you're not going to have many long-lasting relationships.
No round two on that one.
No, no.
Maitland, Fantasy World, you're opening a school.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got all the teachers and everything. But what are the valuable life lessons you would teach? This is a lot deeper than normal, isn't it?
I thought this was gonna be silly. Like,
what is one valuable life lesson that you could offer that you've learned in your life to the new students of Maitland
Academy
post high school prep?
Oh my god!
Post high school prep. Sorry.
Would you rather talk about pooping?
Kinda. It's really deep for a post vacation Monday.
It is. Question remains.
Okay.
No cop outs.
Okay. Probably that your friends in high school, 9 times out of 10, do not matter. Like, what happens in high school is not that important. Like, it's not the be all end all of your life. That
perfect.
Yeah. You can't go through high school being like, this is the biggest thing I'll ever do. It's the most basic achievement. Like, you are fine.
Now, and don't get us wrong. If you happen to be in high
school
listening
important.
To this,
yes.
We all felt the same way you did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We all thought
it
was, everything is live or die.
Yeah.
End of the moment.
Your
these will be my friends forever.
Follow you everywhere. Yeah.
When I got to college, I realized, and I love a lot of my high school friends still, but I don't see them all the time. That said, they're geography friends.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the friends you make later are more shared interest friends.
Yeah. My college friends are my lifelong friends. Yeah. I have 3 or 4 people from high school that I kept in touch with that, again, started as geography friends, sure, but we've kept in touch to a point where we love each other and we'll always be there. But yeah, for the most part, high school and the people and everything doesn't matter.
A lot of people trying to tell me that you blink while you sleep. I understand REM sleep. It's not what the question's about. Blinking.
Yeah.
Quit it.
Same as blinking.
Kelly, you can have one fictional dog to be your pet. Which one?
Oh, God. I am probably either going to choose Shiloh because I was obsessed.
Which one is Shiloh? That was a movie, Shiloh, right?
Yeah, it was books, too. I think there were two or three books, and I think it was like a little beagle-style dog that like ran away and got lost or something. Or Air Bud, because who doesn't love a golden retriever that's really good at basketball?
Boy, that'd be hard.
I want Baxter.
Ron Burgundy's dog.
Can
speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Eat cheese and fly off a bridge and speak to bears. That's a good pick. Anybody else?
I think I'd go with Brian from Family Guy.
Oh, he's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, he'd be a good buddy.
Yeah.
I like Clifford, the big red dog.
That'd be pretty good.
Oh, these are all very good.
I could ride him to work.
Oh, the Neverending Story big dog.
That's not really a dog, though.
Isn't that
really?
A dragon?
Isn't it like, yeah, Falcor?
That wasn't a dog?
I mean, he looks like a dog, but he's also like a dragon with wings.
I didn't know he was a dragon dog.
Yeah, also, why do people like that movie? That's one of the worst things ever made.
It's dumb. It's awful.
There are some people who lose their mind for that movie. Shame on you. I need to know if that's a dog or a dragon, though. I think people do say it's a dog.
Well, like, I mean, it certainly looks like a dog. He has a dog face.
What is Falcor?
Batwings?
Yeah.
No, I asked you that one before. Never mind.
He's a luck dragon.
What does that even mean?
It means it's something stupid that they made up because they ran out of budget.
Yeah. Is Falcor a dog or a dragon? The 1984 movie tells a tale of mystical land called Fantasia that a young boy named Bastion discovers in a storybook. Falcor, a wise, trusty luck dragon, helps him save the day in the fantasy realm and in the real world. So he's a luck dragon, guys, not a dog.
Somebody said Scooby-Doo.
Ooh.
That'd be a good pick.
A good one.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's kind of a spaz, though.
Yeah.
He is a little bit. I mean, I could make a case for just Snoopy. He's amusing.
Ooh. Yeah. This person says Cujo. I don't think you've seen that movie.
I don't think.
A lot of people think we should have picked the dog Doug from Up. Those little voice box. Squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's fun.
Yeah, I mean, he's nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have a question for Hot Wings when we come back.
Okay.
About a flaw with a hookup person, whether or not he would keep hooking up with them.
Okay.
Because Hot Wings is big on the one-night stands.
Yeah, big time.
Not true.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.